Hello.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Yvonne and I'm doing callbacks. How can I help you today?
Hi, Yvonne. I called because I have charges on my credit card and I have no idea who this company is or how those charges got on my credit card.
Well, I'm a third party customer support and employee, and what I do is do callbacks and talk with the clients, and they let me know what they're calling for, and I try to help them. So if you can give me your zip code, I can start that way by pulling the account up.
My zip code is 14512.
And your name is
My name is Gina.
Gina. Is that what oh, Jina. I was gonna say, is
No,
that what a go ahead.
Gina. It's
Oh.
Gina.
Okay, I have that. I was finna say J, and I this is no J in Gina. What is your last name?
It's Vanderwall.
Land. Okay, hold on just one moment.
Thank you. What is the name of the company?
This is not a company. I'm an employee, a customer support employee. This is not a company.
Okay, so how did your phone number get on my credit card bill then?
It depends on what you ordered on your account. I mean, on
Yeah,
your.
that's the problem is I didn't order anything.
Okay, we're finna see. Can you verify your address, please? I mean, you went into a store, did a survey, a sweepstakes.
No.
You didn't know.
No, why would I pay to do a survey?
You wouldn't. You'll see something you like, and it happens to be in a survey, ma'am. That's why I'm finna see what happened, or you might have not remembered, or you might have
Okay.
went into a Walgreens, a CVS, anything like that, and you filled something out. You saw something. Or they offered you something that you liked and you paid shipping and handling.
I don't go to Walgreens and I don't go to CVS and I didn't buy anything that I paid $67 and $5 for shipping. There's two charges on my account, so I definitely didn't do. I have
67
no idea
what?
what.
Okay. I see the one for
67.
67.32.
Yep, and one for 574, and they're 4 days apart. And I didn't do two surveys, and I didn't pay for two shippings for anything, so I have no idea what this is.
Okay. So what I'm looking at on 11/22, someone paid $5.74 for shipping and handling of a generator. Hello?
I'm still here.
Oh, I'm just asking anybody paid for a generator, ma'am?
No.
Okay, so let me see what the
What?
generator did. It's
And what?
$5.74 for the generator. It was an exclusive offer, like a sweepstakes. The generator was in the sweepstakes, which gave you a discount, $125 voucher, ma'am. And it's showing the charge of $67.32. This is 11/22. So you were charged on the 26th because the account was left open at the time.
Get the feedback.
And what's the 6732? If you said the 574 was for some generator,
Yes.
what's the 6732?
That was the charge. They charge you every month when the account is still open.
Oh, hell no. I have no idea what that is. Why would they charge me 6732
That's the charge,
for
I
every
guess.
month?
The sweepstakes, the discount, the $125 voucher. But the whole thing is, this is a sweepstakes, so it's like it hasn't shipped it yet, ma'am, because it is a sweepstakes, and it needs to let you know that you won this generator. But you're saying that you never ordered this generator.
Absolutely not. And I've canceled that credit card and I've contested these charges because I have no idea what this is.
Okay, so what I'm going to do for you I'm going to cancel the account over here so they can stop charging you for anything else, if that's okay, and give you a confirmation number to show that the account was canceled on today. And you stated that you already disputed these charges with your bank already?
I have, yes.
And you canceled the card?
I did.
Okay, so what I'm gonna do, if you hold on just a few moments, I'm gonna cancel this account, so you won't receive any more charges. And as far as you canceled your card and your bank, you having the bank to dispute your charges, you're gonna have to go to your bank, and you both have to be on the phone or there to let us know what the bank what their decision is for. If they're going to dispute the charges or they're not, but you both have to be there. And someone over here, the number that you're on now, and you need to call that number and talk to someone here with your bank there to let us know if they're disputing these charges or not, ma'am. But I can cancel the account for you if you just hold on.
Yeah, go ahead and cancel the
account.
Okay,
I'll do that. Okay. Hold on just one moment.
Nothing more personal than I have. He's been my friend. They see it. Despite the challenges he's been faced with at this point, they are supporting me a lot. So I feel very fortunate.
I'm done for this. This is my secret. I put it on once. No more. Secret has people. Odor and scent. Yeah. Hold it in close.
Okay, Gina, what I've done, I've canceled your account all completely and put in the notations that you want the account closed at this moment. I have a confirmation number for you, and it's 262-84-396. 3916, I'm sorry.
Okay,
so
can you repeat that?
Yes, C as in Charles, 262-84-3916, ma'am.
Okay. I'm asking you to cancel it because I did not open this. I would not,
the account, so you shouldn't see any more statements with your charges coming to you. But I had to let you know also that you told me that you have your bank disputing these charges, and you really need to be there at the bank with the bank manager or the bank person and let us know the decision that they made, or we can't help you.
Okay, well, hold on 1 second, though. I've already called my bank to dispute it. They will handle it.
Yes, so that's what I'm saying, but you have to be present.
No. So you don't get to tell the bank that I have to be present when I disputed a charge. I don't even know. This is like fraudulent charges. I have no idea.
Okay, ma'am. Well, tell the bank that they're disputing your charge and they handle it. I'm just letting.
Give me the number they need to call with me there if you're saying that. Because
the number that you're speaking, I'm not saying, I'm not giving it to you. The number you're speaking with me with right now, you need to give that number to them because we do outbound calls, so I don't know what number it is you're speaking with me on right now. I do not. So the number you're speaking with me, give that number to your bank.
Okay, so the number that you're telling me that I have to call you with my bank present, but you won't give me a phone number to call.
I'm telling you the number that's showing up in your card, ma'am. I do outbound calls. When I call, I don't know who I'm going to speak with or who needs help, so I don't know the number that the call is going to. So All I know is one, they have one for 55 something and 1-8 something, ma'am. I'm not sure. That's why I'm telling you.
Yeah. The number, the 855 number that's on my credit card bill never gets the person I've called several times.
So do you have a 55 number?
It's 855.
Yeah, 855. Do that one.
That number does not get a person ever. So
what number is showing in your car while you're talking with me right now?
A 925 number.
Well, call. You need to call that one then.
So you're telling me if I hang up and I call this number right back, I'm going to get...
You're going to pick up on another customer support agent.
And it's not going to put me on hold and disconnect
me. It's
like
not going to put you on hold. It's not going to... I can't say disconnect you. We have certain numbers here, but I can say if you hang up and dial that number and you're talking with me with it, you should... another customer support agent will pick the phone up for you, ma'am.
So basically, I mean, again, I've already contested these charges with my bank, but basically you're telling me that if fraudulent charges have gone on, I have not received said generator. You said to me it has not shipped. You can't just credit the card.
No, I can't. I can't do that because of it being in a sweepstake. The person of the sweepstake with the generator have to contact you directly and tell you that you won that generator. That no one else wanted, you wanted. Because it's a sweepstake.
So whoever signed up for this, what are they paying for $67.32 monthly charges if it's a sweepstake?
They charge a month, ma'am. That's all I know. I'm just telling you what I know and telling you to correctly.
Okay. Somebody's not winning anything if they're paying $67.32 monthly fee, correct?
I guess. I'm not sure, ma'am.
Okay.
I don't know who wins or anything. I'm not being... sarcastic with you or anything. I don't know. I just doing my job. And if it's in the sweepstakes and account is still open and you don't close it, you get a charge. What kind of charge? Right. I don't know. It depends on what it is that's been ordered, ma'am. That's all I know. Would there be anything else?
No, thank you for your help today.
Uh-huh. Thank you, and you have a nice day, ma'am.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.